And your work with a literary magazine, and does that flow into your performance art?
Sometimes it does, yes. What I found really funny is that after I had that accident that I talked to you about, it had been a few years before, and then I got back into the poetry scene, quote unquote, in Chicago, where I live. Someone recognized me because I had done a show with them 4 years ago, and they said, "Hey, you're on the scene. You should do a show." And I thought, "Wow, I almost died. I haven't been anywhere. You want me to do a show?" Okay. So I'm like, "Quick, come up with something for a show." And they said they wanted you to do a show of poetry because they do weekly poetry shows. And so I thought, okay, I have to make this more interesting somehow. So I interspersed short stories and journal entries, and I talk to people about ideas, and then it would flow into something that could become a poem. And so I set up this 45-minute long show or whatever, bunch of images, because I used to be a photographer, so I have a lot of artwork. So I would have images going according to whatever I was reading or saying, and then I would have music in the background as well. So I would just be a sitting person with a computer set up and trying to have this whole show set up. So it has become that. And I think after that, he's like, "Okay, you're going to be a regular now." So I do quarterly performance art shows through them. My next show with them is in October 22nd at the Cafe in Chicago. And actually, because people recognize me as being the editor of a literary magazine as well, they say, "Oh, we've got things going on. You should be elected, you know, performance artist of the evening." And there is a reading tomorrow at Dieve Bay Art Galleries in Chicago, and I'm the featured performance artist. It starts at 8 o'clock. If you bother, I guess, at the websites, I can give you information as to where Dieve Bay Galleries is. But I'll have a small show of assorted pieces with music and images as well. So, yeah, being an editor, people recognize you and think, "Oh, you should do this, and you will do," you know, which is helpful, which is very helpful, because if I'm not in the middle of running around to do shows and be seen everywhere in Chicago, people will recognize me because I do things other than just, you know, sitting at open mics and reading my work every week somewhere.